Welcome to the Catholic Sobriety Podcast Minisode. These shorter episodes provide quick tips and information that you can refer back to when you need it most, so you can achieve and maintain your desired level of sobriety. I am your sobriety coach and host of this podcast, Christy Walker. Let's get started. Hello and welcome back to another Catholic Sobriety Podcast Minisode. Today, I'm going to be talking about five ways that alcohol might be holding you back from living a life you love, a life that you don't feel like you need to escape from. And more importantly, I'll be providing some ways that you can change it. So while many of us choose to drink alcohol to be festive and celebrate, the sad reality is that more and more women are using alcohol as a way to escape reality, to cope with stress or dull emotions. It is acceptable and even encouraged through the things we watch, see, read, listen to, and influencers that we give our brain space to. The message we hear over and over again by a world that is becoming increasingly more hostile toward women, motherhood, children, and families is that we aren't strong enough to do life. Instead, we are offered what is essentially a poison meant to sedate us and keep us comfortable. The truth is that for many of us, it also keeps us stuck. And because you are listening to this podcast, I'm guessing that you feel a little bit of that too. So let's dig into the five ways that alcohol might be holding you back and what you can do to change it. The first thing is that alcohol can have a serious impact on your physical health. It can lead to weight gain, IBS, sleep disorders, liver damage, and increase your chance for 7 different types of cancer, including breast cancer and other chronic health conditions. If you are constantly feeling run down because of your drinking habits, it's hard to live a life you love. Now, my friend Jessica Castillo of A Thriving Catholic noted on one of my previous podcast episodes that often we have been feeling so bad for so long that we don't even remember what it feels like to feel good and to be in optimal health until we make the changes necessary to get us feeling great again. The second way that alcohol might be holding you back is that alcohol can also affect your mental health. It's a depressant, which means that it can exacerbate feelings of anxiety and depression. It can also cloud your judgment, making it difficult to make clear decisions or to handle stress effectively. Often we're turning to this temporary comfort instead of turning to the lover of our soul. The next morning, not only do we find that the anxiety has returned, but often it's even worse than before because now we've stacked shame and self-loathing on top of it. The third way that alcohol can be holding you back is that it can strain relationships with friends, family, and loved ones. It can lead to disagreements, misunderstandings, and even in some extreme cases, domestic violence, infidelity, and divorce. Studies have also shown that between 1 and 2/3 of child abuse and neglect cases involve substance use to some degree. Healthy relationships are key to a fulfilling life, but disordered attachments to alcohol that are not addressed can often stand in the way. The fourth way that alcohol might be holding you back is regular drinking can put a dent in your wallet. The money that you spend on alcohol, you could use towards savings, investments, experiences like travel that truly enrich your life. So if you're thinking that maybe you're not having as much money at the end of the month and you look at how much you're spending on alcohol, you can kind of think of how much more you would have. Maybe you drink less or not at all. The fifth way that alcohol may be holding you back is your spiritual growth. As Catholics, our faith is the center of our lives. Excessive drinking can create a barrier between us and God and hinder our spiritual growth. It can even prevent us from living out our faith fully. Now, let me hit you with a couple of truth bombs from St. Paul that I've really been praying with and contemplating. The first comes from 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? The next is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been purchased at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. So the next time your brain offers you thoughts like, I'll never figure it out, I just have an addictive personality, I have no willpower, rest knowing that on your own, you might not be strong enough to overcome this vice, but we do not fight alone. Our Lord is within us, and He goes before us always. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Now, as Catholic Christians, if we want to live the fulfilled lives that God has for us, we need to know our identity. And by virtue of your baptism and after being sealed with the Holy Spirit at the sacrament of confirmation, the Lord dwells within you. To be intimate with God, we have to be able to hear His voice. Does your drinking make it hard for you to hear God's voice? Have you asked God what He thinks about your drinking habits? If not, ask Him and then listen. If you don't hear anything the first time, the second time, the third time, keep at it. He wants to tell you, I promise. Now that we've identified these potential roadblocks, let's talk about what you can do to change it. The first thing to do is to start noticing. Be a detective and ask yourself lots of questions. Start noticing. Be a detective and ask yourself lots of questions. What triggers me to drink? When I think about drinking less or not at all, what thoughts or fears come up? Notice when you choose to drink from a place of peace and how that feels versus just reacting and how that feels. Start experimenting with making new choices and developing different habits around your drinking. Remember, take care of your physical health. Regular exercise, a balanced diet, adequate sleep can go a long way in helping you resist the urges. When your body and mind are taken care of, it is easier to make positive changes. Lastly, lean on your faith. Prayer, meditation, prayer journaling, and serving others can all provide comfort and strength during this challenging time. Do you wish your parish had a vibrant moms group? Start one. Do you long to be steeped in God's word? Develop a habit of scripture reading, prayer, and meditation. There are so many wonderful resources out there, like Father Mike Schmitz's Bible in a Year podcast or his Catechism in a Year podcast. There are so many ways that you can lean into your faith. And most of all, I just want to let you know that it's never too late to make a change. No matter how long you've been struggling, I promise you can make a change. Keep listening, keep researching, keep praying. Download my free Drink Less or Not at All guide that's in the show notes. Or if you want a coach to help you gain clarity and confidence around your drinking, grab a spot on my calendar and let's chat. Well, that wraps up today's episode of the Catholic Sobriety Minisode. Thank you so much for joining me. And please be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a thing. And remember, I am here for you. I am praying for you. You are not alone.